Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and we're joined today by Pella Superintendent Greg Ebeling talking about the recent school board meeting. All right, Greg, thanks as usual for being on the program. So we've talked about a lot of different things recently, but the one thing we keep coming back to is construction. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Right, so we're anxious this spring to get some of our construction projects underway, and the first one now, as it turns out, is our middle school project, and that's a renovation project in our middle school building. So there'll be some, about half of that building that's going to be renovated. That we took bids on March 20th, and those bids were then acted on last week, and we had several of the contracts that were awarded. We have a few contracts that we're still withholding right now. We did not get any bids on the flooring or the windows in terms of the glazing and the window installation. So we're kind of looking for other contractors that might want to put bids in on that. We're going to rebid that part of the project. But the whole part about the general construction, the mechanical, the electrical, all those things were awarded, and so we're excited to get those contracts rolling, and we can start a timeline as to when that construction will begin.
And I think the reason you're not mentioning it was awarded to blank is because it was kind of spread over several companies, was it?
Yeah, it actually was. So there's technically nine projects that are or nine parts of the project that are being bid. So, for example, the electrical construction was awarded to DeVries Electric. The mechanical was awarded to Cunningham out of Oskaloosa. The general construction was awarded to Lang Construction, which they're out of Des Moines. So we had several specific parts of that project that each have their own individual construction contract. And in the end, our construction management team of Estes Construction and Newman Munson, our architect, will help manage those people. And so that's really how it'll work. And so it's a little bit different than just awarding one bid for the whole project and then having a general person actually manage all the subcontractors. We actually have individual prime contracts with a whole bunch of construction people and people that will do the work for the building.
And this was one of the benefits we talked about a month or two ago with Newman Munson, is they can be on-site kind of supervising, correct?
Exactly. Estes Construction as well as Newman Munson will be on-site supervising. They will really work the timeline. They've actually interviewed all the contractors to make sure that they can meet the timeline requirements. In a remodel, it is a little bit tricky because, of course, unlike a new construction where you're just on a site and you're kind of working independently, here they're actually working around the students while they'll be in school. So now the summer will help because we'll have time over the summer to do things when students aren't in the building. But that project will be ongoing throughout all of next year. And really what that means is that we have to have classes going on in the building and move kids from one place to another at different times just to make sure that we can get the construction done basically by the end of next year.
Is there any concern with instruction that needs to be given to students, or are you basically keeping them separate so there's no chance for a negative interaction?
You know, certainly there will be some instruction to students because we want to make sure that they don't wander into areas they're not supposed to be. Most of those areas will be blocked off very well, but of course there has to be access to some degree for the construction workers. So we will want to keep students out of those areas, make sure they're safe. Usually our students are very, very good about those types of things, so I don't really don't have a big concern, but we'll have to block it off, and sometimes they'll put up temporary walls and things like that to just make sure areas are not accessible for kids.
All right, Greg, well, thanks for keeping us up to date with the construction. I'm sure we'll all see it going on around town with all the various schools, and we'll check in back with you after a couple weeks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Justin. Appreciate it.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Pella Superintendent Greg Ebeling, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.